WBDG, Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you'll make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
And get ready, take your seats, and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, not Rosado. Anyway, welcome to School Talk. Main line here is 244-9234-244-WBDG. Our phone lines are open. We have the delay system on to you. Delay system on. So call in if you want to. You got a question, comment, or concern. I'll listen to you. Facebook look good. WBDG Giant 90.9 since 2003. Been on the airways. Push the magic button. I just love the radio. They also said today is National Coffee Day or something, so y'all know I have my coffee. I gotta have my coffee. So welcome to School Talk, folks. I'm glad to be here at Ben Davis High School, the greatest high school in all the world. Push the magic button for that, too. I mean, I like high school. I like high school so much. I went through four of them when I was younger. I didn't finish none of them. But anyway, that's a whole new show. But then my producer, good morning.
Good morning, Emerson.
What's up?
Not much.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
How's school?
Tiring.
Yeah?
Stressful.
Say your name.
Daniela.
Daniela, that sounds so sad. So, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. I call it beautiful. What's up? Weekend, what are you going to do? Any plans?
Colts game.
You go to Colts game?
I'm going to Tennessee.
Now, y'all go to another high school.
Yes.
You got a game tonight?
Yeah.
Who y'all playing?
We play Northmont.
Northmont?
Yes.
They up north? I mean, it's process elimination because it's Southmont, Northmont, you know.
I believe so.
I went North Vigo, South Vigo, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina. You know, but folks in North Carolina and South Carolina, they talk differently.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent time in South Carolina when I was in the Marine Corps, and then I spent time in North Carolina when I was in the Marine Corps. Now I was in both states. Anyway, so it was like North Carolina, South Carolina. No, that's okay. Rosado. But anyway, that's a whole new show. What's happening with that thing we call the
Rosado? Well, it looks like fall break for Ben Davis students is October 14th through October 29th.
Fall break? What that mean?
It means we get a break.
Kids don't come to school?
No.
Yeah, I don't mean to disrespect nobody. Y'all know I'm 62 years old, so I still call my students my kids. And when you get to be 30, I still call you my kid. But go ahead, kid.
Parent-teacher conference, October 11th and 12th, in the Ben Davis gym. The walk-in, no appointment, so you don't have to have an appointment.
So students, bring your parents.
Tonight, for Ben Davis football, we have Carmel at Ben Davis.
Yes!
The pregame is at 6, kickoff is at 7. Grant Covey, play-by-play for you tonight. And, of course, every Friday, we have school talk with Emerson at 7:30, and if you miss it, it replays Sunday at 2 p.m.
If you miss it, I'm coming to your house.
No excuses to miss it because it replays.
Yeah, and then we got Audio Boom.
Right.
Yeah. You can see. Did he really say what I think he said? Yeah. Check the records. I said it. But go.
And of course, Ben Davis Theater Troupe presents Wolfman October 13th and 14th at 7 p.m.
I wanted to do that on the radio. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's it.
I'm sorry. That's all.
That's all that's up there today.
On the what?
On the,
Thank you, Daniela. Daniela, I appreciate that. Awesome things. Student produced show, y'all. And if my students aren't involved, then I'm at home. because that's the only reason I'm on the radio is because of my students. And today I got three awesome students in the studio for a production that's coming up here at Ben Davis High School. I'm going to let them tell you the time, the date, but I will tell you the name of the production. Hey, Wolfman. Just Wolfman, not the recital. But it's Wolfman. So I got three students. I got us and still got going to a Ball State University. Frank Tribe? Frank, what's this police chief thing? What's the police chief?
The police chief is just the person that right now that's investigating the attacks of the
That's your character. Yeah. Okay. I need more coffee. Okay, also, I have Peter Johnson. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're going to Ball State?
Yes, I am.
But both of y'all going to Ball State?
Yeah.
Now, did y'all know that?
Not until today, no.
That's the record. One thing, we did a thing at Ball State called B-Day. It was a day, you know, a day we took all the students to Ball State, probably BD day. And you'd be surprised how many former Giants are there. And then it was pretty cool sitting in the comments and seeing a lot of the kids come up from the past at Ball State. You've been to campus? You guys been to the campus yet?
Yeah, I've been to the campus a few times, actually.
No. Okay. Frank, you been there yet?
No.
It's a nice campus. It's a nice little walk down with the big old clock and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool when it's not raining. But you get wet. Well, it rains, it's water when you spend.
Yeah.
Now, I also have Victor Rosado.
Yo.
Rosado. I like that last name.
Thank you.
Rosado. Hi, I'm Victor Rosado, and I'm here today live on the west side of Giant 90.9. Remember, my name is Victor Rosado. I like that. Victor, you're going to IUPUI?
Yep.
Okay, cool. My daughter's graduated from IU. I got granddaughter. Told you I'm old. My granddaughter, she's just started IUPUI.
Oh, did she? How's she liking it?
She's loving it. She's from Terre Haute, Indiana. Precious. She's from Terre Haute, Indiana, and the cool thing about that is, as they were kids, they come up and visit, and they were like really, really, really small kids, you know. And now she's a freshman in college, and she has a key to the house. And I come home, all my food's gone, and she, you know, college kids don't have no food. They ramen noodles, you know.
Yeah.
You like those?
Yeah, I like ramen noodles.
So you're gonna keep on eating those too. So you're gonna have to eat. But anyway, three great young men here in the studio. So we're gonna talk more about the production of Wolfman. So. When is it and what time, gentlemen?
Well, Wolfman opens October 13th, and we also have another performance on the 14th at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
The tickets are $5.
That's not much. Happy meal.
They're $5 online.
$5 online.
Oh, like, cheaper.
Yeah. And $6 at the door.
Yeah.
Tickets are $5 in advance on bdhs.booktix.com.
All right.
With the promo code Wolfman, and tickets are $6 at the door.
Yeah. You guys are in theater naturally. Now, I'm going to lie. Peter, how many years have you been in theater?
I've been in theater since I was a sophomore. But I've also done a few productions outside of school, trying to, you know, expand my knowledge with
and
theater.
And those productions were?
One of them was called Lost Boys, which was kind of like a turn on a Peter Pan story.
Yeah.
It was a really deep story.
Okay.
And then we did another one that was about... it was about this autism kid, kind of like that.
Awesome topic.
It was like that dog play that Owens was talking.
You didn't go to the IRP trip?
No, I didn't go.
it was a really powerful story because he was an autistic kid who had a whole bunch of, you know, normal friends per se, and just him trying to change himself, and then eventually at the end of the play learning to love himself, and that his autism is what makes him him.
Okay.
So it was really good.
Frank? First year in theater? Or?
Yes, this is actually my first production I've been in.
Okay, tell me more. What's the feel like? What's it?
It's really a great feeling right now. I've been getting to learn a lot of new people because I'm in choir.
Okay,
I'm usually over there, so I wanted to step out a little bit this
so
year.
So no problem being on the big stage.
Nope,
love being in front of the audience.
I do.
Are y'all characters? I mean, characters like are you guys like. Y'all, no, I'm just gonna don't say that. Victor Rosado. Victor, what year? First year in. No.
I've started like Peter's sophomore
year. Sophomore, okay.
And I've done one show outside of the theater production. This theater, and it was Aladdin the musical.
Oh, okay. Now, question for all three of y'all: Why? Why did you get into theater, Frank?
I just got into it because I wanted to find something new to do in the school because I know it offers a lot to do. So instead of just being in choir all the time, I wanted to see what it was like to be in theater to get a different feel of hope. okay. what all the performing arts was about.
Okay, Victor.
My friend forced me to.
Oh, peer pressure.
Yeah.
That's positive peer pressure. Yeah. I like that.
I didn't want to, but
seriously,
I'm glad I like because I was a nervous little boy.
Uh-huh.
I stutter a lot. Like I have trouble speaking.
I do too.
So yeah, but,
play
you know,
with it. Like. I'm just kidding.
I know that now.
I do stutter. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was nervous, so I didn't want to do it, but I'm glad I did it because I've done it for the past few years now.
I stutter when I get excited. And I got a niece that, man, she don't stutter. She talks real fast. I wish I could talk that fast, but I just, anyway, I'm sorry. That's a new story. Peter.
Actually, kind of like Victor, my mom made me join theater.
Oh, okay.
At first, I was initially going to join ROTC, and then she quickly told me that that was not what I was going to do. So she put me into theater, and I thank her to it to this day. Not to get into too much depth into it, but I was going through a kind of dark time in my life.
Yeah.
And theater helped me pull myself out of that. So that's why I look to theater the way I do, with so much love and compassion, because it, in a nutshell, saved my life.
Well, and I can relate to that. And that really goes right to my next question, because relation to theater to life, you guys go through, you students, this generation has access to more data and information than we did when I was younger. When things happened in the news, we heard about it when we watched TV or heard back, let's go back further, on the radio when we didn't have a TV. So the effect of it happening didn't touch us until after the effect. The way it is now, though, you guys, and I'll just say it like this, you see it before it happens, and then you see it.
Yeah.
It's right in your face, and you're faced with more pressures. How does theater help you deal with some of your pressures of living as a youth in America today?
Theater helps me be calm. It helps me keep a clear mind, be able to control my emotions. Because in acting, it's all about having to pull out those emotions when you need to. You know, you need to be sad, you need to cry, you need to be angry. And it helps me keep track of my emotions. Now, of course, sometimes we're all humans, and you know, I slip up, but
I'm a Martian.
it helps me also try to connect with people, because in the theater, you constantly have to work with people. So it gives me good people skills, I guess.
That makes sense. Okay. Frank?
Yeah, like Peter just said, theater is just a really good outlet that you can just pour yourself into, pour all your emotions that you've been holding out, just to give the best performance that you can every time you go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto.
Yeah. And then, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Rosado.
To touch on what they said, yeah, it's a really good outlet. You, with me, I have problems throughout the day. And, you know, as soon as rehearsals start, all those problems are gone. And, you know, I have friends here to help me through it. You know, just relax, focus on this. It helps my mind focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the other troubles can just slip away, and I'll work on them later on, you know, one by one with their help.
That makes a lot of sense. I just clicked on Facebook Live just for you folks and artists to see my young men on my panel, because this is the face of our community. And these young men, you are the futures. You really are the future leaders of our community, because you are. I mean, you just are. Now, knowing that, and I'm putting you on the spot, how does that make you feel when an older man, 62, looks at you, don't know you from a can of paint, just met you the first day, but let you know right now, you are the future leaders of our community. How does that feel, Rosal, for Victor?
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, I don't know how to feel. It feels good about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I see the smile.
I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
Okay, Peter?
I feel good about it.
Peter?
kind of backpacking off of what Victor said, the pressure is kind of put on me. Knowing that, you know, we are the future, that such a responsibility is in our hands. But I feel like we're capable. I feel like we're more than capable of making sure that the future is a good future that people will want to live in.
Okay. All right. Frank?
Backpack, like jumping in their backpacks. I think it really is. It's kind of honoring whenever an older person tells me that I'm the future of the world, that our generation is what's leading the world right now. So my biggest goal right now for our generation, it's just to keep it going.
Yeah, because look, the thing about it, when you're walking down the street or through the hallways of Benjamin's High School, don't see yourself as just one of the masses. You know, hold your head high and your shoulders high, because, you know, folks are looking at you guys, really are, because you are the future. When you get on that stage and you're acting through character and you're exposing yourself, you are exposing yourself to criticism, to the world. You know, they can criticize your look, criticize your terminology, criticize what you say, how you say it, what you wear, you know, and you got to absorb that and still come through and give 100% awesome, priceless performance, not right. only on the stage, but in the community. Right. When you walk down the street, when you're downtown in Indianapolis, Indiana, they don't know you from a can of paint, and you approach a couple, they don't know you. Oh, my God, who are they? And you walk by them, you know, like kings, you know, like, wow, that was cool, you know. And just keep that, because you are a leader. Now, let's get to the play real quick. Now, I want to know, Frank, you earlier, who plays the Wolfman?
You'd have to come to the show to find out.
That you would.
I love the suspense. Wow. I love it. Okay, all right. Police Chief Frank Trial. Tell me about your character. What you can, just enough to tease my audience to come to the play. Don't tell them the whole play.
Okay. Yeah. My character, he's just a police chief. Yeah. He's there whenever something goes down. That's just it. He's there to investigate. He's there to do his job.
Now, how does that relate to today's law enforcement? Well, have you seen any correlation to that? I'm a former state trooper.
Yeah.
6 years, you know, and then they see some stuff that you don't see. But still, do you feel a little bit maybe depressed with our local cops go through?
Yeah, I kind of do, because you just have all that pressure to solve these crimes, to like make the life that you're living, to make the community a better place.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't like bad guys. You work hard for your stuff, and someone steals your stuff, you get mad. Right. Stop. You have your great iPad or iPod, or that's old school. No, iPad, you know, and someone that you get mad. So I don't like bad guys. But that's a whole new show, too. Victor Rosado. Now, okay, your character?
Robert Branford, he's the upper crust of the family.
Okay, I like that.
The upper crust of the family. And he's the little brother of Peter's character. Okay. You know, he's a little bit more mature.
Mm-hmm. To say the least.
I'd say, in a word, he's a delinquent.
A delinquent. I wouldn't say delinquent. Okay, that's a wool there. A little too far.
No, you sure you're not the wolf man? I think Peter's the wolf man now. Watch out. He's going to change on me.
Yeah,
okay. All right, Peter, you're on.
My character is William Branford, the older brother of Victor's character. My character, he's an actor. He wanted to pretty much branch away from the family, what they do, and do his own thing. So when he finally comes home, it's kind of like there's a bit of tension. Because, you know, when my character left, he didn't necessarily leave on the best of terms. So.
Okay. How big is the cast?
The cast isn't necessarily too big. Maybe 20 people?
Yeah, 20.
20-ish, yeah.
Okay. From all the characters you guys have seen, who's your favorite character? And why?
Like from this play or?
From this play.
From this production.
Who's your favorite character? It might not be you, but who's your favorite character and why? Anybody?
You want to start off?
Me? Okay.
You, Peter Johnson.
It would probably have to be this character, Dottie, who's my girlfriend. She's she's the ditzy klutz, and it's she says some of the most obvious things in the worst times, and it's it brings humor to like an intense scene, so. And the girl who plays it, she plays it really well.
Okay. All right. Frank, your favorite character and why?
I would say my favorite character would be the police chief.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He's basically an embodiment of me because, I'm a very chill person. I don't like being bothered that much. And in the play, that's just like what seems to be happening with the sheep. He's just being called down over.
That's pretty cool. Okay, Mr. Rosado.
I'd have to say Fred.
Okay.
Fred is kind of like Dottie, but the male version.
Okay.
Right? And he's just not too bright. Mm-hmm. And he says at times the obvious things, and he just comes out as funny with who plays it, Treyon. Uh-huh. He's one of the...
Little Treyon? He little? No, he tall.
No, he tall. He tall.
Sorry, Treyon. I mean, delete you. My bad.
Yeah.
Back in the day, y'all, before y'all was born, way back, my favorite Wolfman was Lon Chaney Jr. It was sometime in the 20th century. The story was based in the 20th century. I'm going to read this real quick. I got it off. It's just, I've learned of the death of his brother, Larry Talbert, who was Lon Chaney Jr., returns to his home in Wales to reconcile with his strange father, Sir John Talbert, Claude Rains. While there, Larry becomes romantically interested in a local girl named Gwen Conleaf, who runs an antique shop. Well, sometime during this story, Glenn tells him about a werewolf, where she just defines a man who changes into a wolf at certain times of the year. And I'll leave it alone. But Lon Chaney played my best werewolf. And I would watch horror movies back in the day. Y'all might not know Sammy Terry. You know my man back here behind the camera. Cemetery Nightmare. Oh, man, it was popcorn and pop and, you know, just lights out, you know, listening to Cemetery Nightmare and watching Frankenstein and Wolfman, Dracula, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. You guys got a favorite monster?
Ooh, I got
a favorite. Either update or old date.
My favorite monster is Frankenstein.
Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Okay. Frankenstein. All y'all Frankenstein?
I'd have to say the Kraken.
Oh, the Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken, because I love pirates. If you know that from, like, just anything pirate folklore, just, I love it.
Peter?
You
steal yours?
Kind of. I'd have to say my favorite is probably Godzilla.
Godzilla. Which one?
The original Godzilla. Yeah, not the new one.
Yeah.
The new, it wasn't bad, but it's not the original. You know.
You watch Mighty Joe Young?
What'd you say?
Mighty Joe Young. He was actually a big champion. No, not he was a big eight. He was an eight. He was smaller than King Kong,
mm-hmm.
but it was Mighty Joe Young. He had a good sense of humor.
I think so.
Nice guy. For a big gorilla. But he had a girlfriend and everything. But anyway, it's pretty cool. King Kong had a girlfriend. Well, he tried to take a girl.
Yeah, he tried to. She ran away.
He's a bully. That's a bully, boy. That's a bully. That's the first bully I've ever seen on TV. Yeah. You know, King Kong. She didn't want your King Kong.
She didn't want it. She was like, no.
I gotta have the girl. No, dude, she don't like you. Yeah. And how y'all ever faced that in real life? The girl just don't like you like Michael Jackson. The girl ain't mine. The girl ain't yours.
More times than I can count.
Yeah.
Victor gets it.
Yeah, I get it.
Nothing worse, though, my hometown, Terrell, Indiana. Nothing to do with the Wolfman. But anyway, my hometown, Terrell, Indiana. And, like, I had a hard time staying in high school. We had five high schools. I went through four of them. Right. A whole year, no credits. Wiley High School. Gershmar Tech got kicked out for fighting. State Laboratory didn't like it, so I quit. I went the very first year, North Vigo High School. I liked it. It was kind of cool. Yeah. But when it came time to graduate, guess what? Not enough credits. Mm-hmm. So I did the next smart thing. I quit. I wasn't too smart, you folks. So then I joined the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. I got my GED while I was in the Marines, and I finally found a man that I couldn't talk down, beat down, or stare down. So I got down, gave him 50, and got my GED. So, but the cool part, the uncool part, is you ever go to a party, and you're on one side of the room? How did I get in this conversation? But you're in a party, you're on one side, and you walk all the way on the other side of the room, ask somebody to dance, and she says no.
Feeling that firsthand, it's real quick for those people who've never been rejected, it's not a fun feeling, y'all. It's not a fun feeling.
I mean, it's like walking from Indianapolis to Castleton, from BD to Castleton, just to somebody say, we're closed.
I'd have to get asked to the party first
No.
So anyway, the moral of the story is for King Kong fans out there, the girl don't want you, the girl don't want to talk to you. Just leave her alone. just walk back to your seat.
You know, just go back.
Just go back to your seat. But anyway, the play is coming up on October the
13th.
13th and the 14th.
Yes.
Two shows. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of money. You can buy it. It's cheap when you got your tickets online. You can also pay at the door. Very colorful cast. I think you have a lot of fun with it. I like the laughter part. We talk about the humor that reduces blood pressure, and plus, and it really does. Yeah, that's why I laugh a lot. But I keep myself down to zero, boy. He has no pulse. He laughs so hard, you just laugh yourself to death. But anyway, so I want folks to come on and check this out because I want to see our young people. I want y'all, the audience, to see our young people in action because you know sometimes you always see is the negative side of our young people.
Right?
They don't see the positive. They don't see the real you and see what you can become. You know, because this is a springboard for careers. Now, at least my last question. What do you guys want to do when you got to high school, Peter?
Oof.
I know you want to go to college, but what do you think you really want to do?
What I really want to do is I would love to be an actor and also to be able to open up a martial arts school.
Okay.
So those are the main two things.
Driving force. I like that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Frank.
All right.
Drop. Well,
I want to be a music educator, music teacher.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We need more teachers.
Yeah.
And music is beautiful. Music is awesome language. I played sax. I did play sax for my hand bass.
Love it.
But I put sax and flute. And then when I was on a med cruise in the Marine Corps, on the Med Sea, I took a what do you call it, MCI course, military course for reading music. Mm-hmm. So I'm out there in the middle of the ocean playing my flute. I'll show you the pictures. Out in the middle of the ocean playing my flute while I'm on the med cruise. It was pretty cool. But music is just awesome. It's just a whole new language of communication. And Victor Rosado, what do you want to do?
Putting both of those together, I just want to be a type of performer.
Okay.
Like just performing for people, it brings me joy, and I like to bring other people joy, and that's the best way I think I could do it, by performing, you know, making them laugh, making them have a happy moment. At a certain time, if they're down, you know, I love performing.
Yeah,
and I want to make people laugh.
And that's all important. All that's important, and getting focused. We go through so much, and you kids go through so much. And I appreciate you guys coming in, sharing a little bit about yourself. See, because when you get on stage, you're exposed, and folks they see you, and they see what you're about. And hopefully they'll see nothing but positive. And I want you guys to walk tall when you walk in the hallways of BD or on the streets and represent because you are the futures. I appreciate you, Victor. Appreciate you, Peter, Frank, for being students coming in. And, folks, check out the production of Wolfman. Thank you. I know you will enjoy it. Lon Chaney might show up. No, he won't. Lon, he old and dead and gone. But my favorite Wolfman. I hope you enjoy it. But thanks for coming in, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks to my cameraman, behind my Facebook. Go show your face. I'm kidding. Ah, look how he's scared. Actually, it's the Wolfman. The Wolfman. Wolfman is holding the camera. No. Just kidding. He's a misfit to look at. No, sure. I'll leave him alone. What's your first name again? I've got you.
Jeremiah.
I forget Jeremiah. I got brand new students. This is my first. I know. These are my kids. And, you know, these are my first year students. Like, every year I get a new batch of kids. I call them new batch of gremlins. Right. But new batch, I got to learn names all over again. Appreciate you, Jeremiah.
No problem.
And so I'll never do that again. I'll probably do it next week. To the parents and to the teachers. Emerson's crazy. No, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be effective in themselves and others. What you give out, what's going to be given back. And just remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Do y'all sag? Y'all three said no.
No.
See, he got, we got bell. Oh, my God. I ain't believing this. That's what out of my mind. Man, I swoop. High five all the way around. Dang, I like that, man. That is so cool. They're wearing belts. And their pants are pulled up, folks. Dang.
Always.
Woo. The views is best on school talk. Now say the views of MSU, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 98.9. They're my views and views of my guests. Until next week when I got three more people. I don't know. These guys ain't sagging. I'm happy. But if you sag, I'm going to nag. You stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. See you next week on School Talk.